AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A sharp new divide has erupted between Republicans who pledge to fall in line behind Donald Trump if he wins their party's nomination and others who insist they can never back the bombastic billionaire. Nebraska's Ben Sass, a rising star among conservatives, is the first current senator to publicly raise the prospect of backing a third-party option if Trump clinches the nomination. The concern among Republican leaders appeared to grow in light of Trump's refusal to immediately disavow former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke's support. Iowa State University political analyst David Anderson says this is another controversy keeping Trump in the spotlight.
It was a great way to get his name at the front of the news cycle again. And then he walks back a few steps and kind of insulates himself against some of the attack. But it achieved, I think, what he wanted to achieve.
Meanwhile, Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is solidifying her lead, campaigning in Norfolk, Virginia, not against Bernie Sanders, but against the Republicans.
They say, well, it's the slowest recovery in history. You'll hear them say that. What nerve! We wouldn't have needed a recovery if they hadn't wrecked the economy in the first place.
The Madison Local School District in southeastern Ohio is closed, all extracurricular activities canceled, as authorities investigate Monday's shooting by a 14-year-old boy. Butler County Deputy Anthony Dwyer.
We had what we believe was one individual enter into the school and begin firing a weapon at other students in the lunchroom. There were four students injured. We believe two of them were injured with gunshot and two of them with some other type of shrapnel or just an injury of trying to get out of the way.
Sound courtesy WCPO, the young student who fired the gun is facing numerous charges. Raleigh, North Carolina police have released the identity of the officer who fatally shot a man during a foot pursuit. He is Officer D.C. Twitty, placed on administrative duty. This is AP Radio News. Companies that sell meal kits, which include all the ingredients needed to make home-cooked food, have gotten very popular in the past 4 years.
The food kits cost about $10 per meal per person, which is more than groceries, but everything ships directly to you in one package with cooking instructions. Of course, some taste better than others. Food analyst Darren Seifer says, for some, meal kits are the new eating out.
It's these same people who, as they pull back from restaurants, who are using fresh foods and beverages more in their home. So they're trying to get what restaurants used to give them all the time.
$1.5 billion was spent worldwide on food kits last year, with less than half of that coming from the U.S., according to Technomic Research Group. I'm Julie Walker.
Academy Award viewership is down, its lowest level since 2008. Nielsen says 34.3 million people watched the Oscars Sunday night, where Spotlight was named Best Picture. 3 million more people watched last year. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.